The Columbia Workshop presents A Drink of Water by Wilbur Daniel Steele.
It is about Claire Mayo that we are concerned now. She is a puzzle in ways. No one has ever known her altogether. No one ever can. Deep within, there lives still another part, uncertain, unexplored. A Claire which we shall try to reveal tonight. Occasionally, a gentleman is troubled by a feeling growing on him that Claire isn't where she seems to be, but off somewhere else. It would be wrong to upbraid her for this, wrong to find anything wanting in the kindness of her smile. For if it is a slow smile, it's a conscientious and unfailing one, as unfailing as the greeting that goes with it.
What can I do for you?
That is a part of Claire, but not all of her. But first there's a place to see, a stretch of sand and ocean that's important to the story. We'll go there now.
It's pretty lonely, Mary.
Yes. Yes, too lonely, Ed. Oh, I'd go crazy out here. Tell the man.
Yes, Mary. Mr. Kinsman, my wife thinks this cottage out here is too off by itself.
Yeah, but I figured from your way of speaking...
Well, there's plenty of room and air, but heavens, out here with these miles of beach and not a soul. Oh, and that awful foghorn.
Well, it's only like this with the fog in. You won't hear it again when the weather clears.
Another thing, I'll only be here weekends and don't like my wife and child alone without so much as a neighbor in sight.
Who they be away out here to bother a body? Offshore, nothing but the Atlantic Ocean. Inshore here. We're riddled everywhere with quicksand.
Quicksand?
So
no.
I guess if you'll show us some other cottages over the village end of the island, Mr. Kinsman.
Sure. Wait till I get my wife there.
We'll wait right here.
Flaky fools. Can't they know what they want when they start? Darn city folks never know what they want. Oh, Annie, where are you? Well, put them away, Maxwell.
Jim, don't tell me.
Yep, same as the rest. Plenty of room in the air and ocean, they say. Means a crowd of rockers on the porch across the way from a hot dog stand. With them kind, that's what it means. I'm afraid we got a white elephant in this cottage out here on the back shore, Annie.
Yep, I guess so.
Yeah, you better leave the blankets out anyhow. Might have another party coming in a day or so. Now, let's see. Where's that letter?
Another letter?
Yep.
Who is it from? Who else wants to be alone?
Claire Mayo. Signed Miss Mayo. And here she says, somewhere off by itself, the only thing on earth I'm looking for is isolation. To be alone.
You wait and see. After a day or so.
Isolation, she says. Well, if she wants it, we got it.
Soldiery, ladies soldiery, just over here. Mayo. Miss Mayo will look after you, gentlemen.
She never has to look after me, not this blonde I see coming.
Some dame.
What can I do for you, gentlemen?
Oh, listen, we're not gentlemen.
We're men of our town, can't you see that?
If you'll give me an idea of the type of stockings you wish.
Me? I got my eyes glued on the only pair I want to see. Joe, haven't you got some shopping to do?
Huh? Who, me? No.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, you'll have to excuse me. Obviously, you don't want to buy stockings.
Oh, don't get sore. We were only kidding.
Miss Ryan. Oh, Miss Ryan. This young lady will wait on you.
You call me Claire?
Yes. Will you wait on these men?
Sure.
Well, how do you like that?
Listen, Guinevere. The name is Guinevere, isn't it?
How'd you guess?
I'm psychic. Say, what's the matter with your friend, Snow White? Can't she take it?
Snow White?
You know Snow White. She just walked out on us.
Oh, Claire. Oh, I ought to know her. I've worked with her for 10 years.
Yeah? Was she born snooty or has it just come over her?
Oh, she's all right. Just a little old-fashioned.
Well, what's she waiting for? A Prince Charming?
Yeah, that's it. A Prince Charming. Riding on a white horse. But I oughtn't to talk like this. She's a swell girl and a good friend of mine. Only trouble with her... Oh, well. What price stockings do you want? 59 or 69?
Oh, we want something better than that.
Well, that's two counters down. On your left there. Miss Edelbaum! She'll take care of you.
Thanks.
Say so long to Snow White for us.
Oh, sure.
Mamie, sometimes I get so mad at the way men behave to you,
oh,
I could...
Oh, snap out of it, Claire. Just try kidding them along once and see. That's about all anybody wants in life. About all they get, anyway.
Not me, Mamie. I'll have something better than that. I'm going to get something else. Something better.
Yeah, not walking this aisle, you won't.
I'm not walking this aisle anymore. My holiday starts tomorrow, and when I get back, I'm going into the buying department.
Well, for Pete's sake, a buyer doesn't need looks these days. Why don't you stick in ladies' dresses where looks pay? Why, you could have been head model by now.
Because I won't be looked at the way they look at models. I'd rather be dead.
Oh, Claire, you fool, it's the clothes, not you that the women look at.
But the men don't. And I intend to get somewhere, and I won't make any compromise either. I'm not built for it.
For it is right. You're not built for living or loving or marriage either. You're built for trouble, pushing off every man the way you do.
With the right man, it'd be different.
You'll never know him when you see him, Claire. Waiting through your whole life for your prince and a white horse. You're a fool, Claire.
Oh, please, Mamie.
Look, Claire, you know what? You ought to try kissing a man sometime. I mean a nice guy. Listen, Claire, this vacation, why don't you go someplace that's exciting?
Exciting? It's so exciting I can hardly wait. Not a soul for 50 miles, hardly a house. Just sand and ocean, miles of it, all to myself, at Nantucket.
Nantucket? Mm-hmm. I say that's right across from Martha's Vineyard, where I'm going.
I don't see what you mean, Mamie.
Mean? I mean I'm going to stop off with you, have a look at the shack of yours, and help you get settled the first day.
But I took this place to be alone. Not that I don't appreciate it.
Stupid, I won't be there long enough to spoil your fun. You'll be alone. You'll be alone plenty.
I don't see what you can do.
Neither do I. Unless I can dig up a beachcomber for you.
Well, miss, now that you've seen it... Don't make you feel timid, I hope.
No, it's just exactly the way you wrote me it was, Mr. Kinsman. What do you think of the place, Mamie?
I think it's a dump.
Well, I ain't saying it's fancy.
No, it's just the way I wanted it. In the ocean. I've never seen surf on the open ocean before.
Oh, by the way, miss, I make a rule to warn renters if they ain't strong swimmers to be careful.
Oh, but I am. One thing I'll never be afraid of, and that's water. I was brought up on the lakes.
Lakes? Yeah. Huh? Just want to warn you, though, there's apt to be an undertow certain times of the tide. To tell you the truth, ladies, I am kind of relieved there's going to be the two of you.
No, Miss Ryan here, she's leaving late this afternoon.
Leaving? Well, there's no boat back to the mainland. Might have to 2 o'clock.
Well, there's a ferry over to Martha's Vineyard at 5:30, isn't there?
Yes, ma'am, there is. 6 miles.
Oh, good.
I'll have to come back for you. Don't usually do no taxi business. Cost you $2 if you don't mind.
Nope, that's okay. Worth $2 to get away from here, I'd say. What time will you call back?
Around 5. Well, I'll be going now. My wife, she's unpacked your things up to the bedroom, Miss Mayo. And she's left out some blankets.
Well, thank you.
Here's your groceries. That there tank, that's water.
For drinking?
Drinking and washing, too.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll fill her up again in a day or two. Oh, I meant to tell you, miss, that pond you see out back inshore, don't set foot inside the barbed wire that's around it.
What's the matter with the pond?
Nothing but quicksand. Take you right down through to China.
Quicksand? Oh, well, thanks for all you've done, Miss Kinsman.
Yeah, that's all right, miss. I'll be back around 5. Time to catch the bus.
Okay. Well, I don't mind saying that I won't mind leaving.
Why, Mamie, what's the matter? Just like I told you.
Yeah. So much like it, it gives me the creep. What have you got, I ask you? An undertow on the front end and quicksand on the back. To think of spending a night here. Woo!
Well, it's my shack, and I'm staying in it. Here, let's put these things in the icebox.
Okay.
Yeah, you hand me the milk.
Yeah, here it is. And you better put these cans in there, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, there. That's it. Well, what do you say for a swim, Mamie?
For Pete's sake, I forgot all about it. What with nothing here but the ocean. Where the suit?
Upstairs. Here, it's this way. Bump your head.
No, I won't. Well, some bedroom. Gee whiz, this might be one of them staterooms on the Queen Mary. Except for that hole in the floor. Hey, what in the world are you doing, Claire?
Oh, just pulling the shade down.
Oh, God. You really
really are the sappiest dame I ever knew. Pulling the shade down. With nothing to look at your fair body but a couple of sand fleas that don't care anyhow.
All right, all right.
Oh, gosh, Claire. Oh, that's better. Let in a little of God's sunshine. And get into your suit, you sap. What are you staring at? What do you see out there?
Mamie, look. Out here on the beach. There is somebody.
Sure enough, a real person?
But Mr. Kinsman promised me
well,
that there wouldn't...
Well, you just have to forgive Mr. Kinsman, Claire. Well, the person on the beach is a man. And a young man. And here, I'd say very nice looking, too. Some sort of a college fellow, I'd say.
What's he doing?
Well, he seems to be walking down the beach. Sure. Way down below him there, see? There's smoke. Some people having a picnic, I bet. And he's just looking for driftwood, I guess. Come on, baby. Maybe this is your Prince Charming.
Oh, we can't go out now. It mightn't be safe.
Well, who'd want to be safe with a man like that? Come on, you dope.
Well, all right.
Well, Claire, I guess he's gone on down the beach. Nope. No, he turned. He's looking back. I'll wave to him.
You! Don't be such an utter fool. He might come back.
See, there he is. He just waved back. And he's going on back to his picnic. Picking up driftwood, just like I said. Got a nice way of walking. Well figured, too.
Well, you forget about him. He's gone, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, isn't it grand here, Mamie? Nothing but the soft wind blowing on us. The sharp grass stinging your ankles. Warm sand everywhere. Oh, I feel like I want to spread my arms and fly.
Maybe you ought to jump in the ocean and cool off.
I'm going in. I'm going in right now. Aren't the waves wonderful? Come on.
I'm going to sit down here and watch you.
Let's see you take that big one, Claire.
Breathing better now.
Is she going to be all right?
Oh, sure. She'll come around in a minute. She just swallowed a lot. Open your eyes, miss.
Miss Mayo, her name is.
Open your eyes, Miss Mayo. Come on, it's all right now. I think her eyelids are moving, but see? You a friend of hers, miss?
Yeah, we work in the same place. Look, she is better, isn't she? Claire, it's me. Mamie. You're okay, baby. You took an awful mouthful, though.
Is it all right now?
It's all right, honey. Open your eyes.
Mamie, are you... Oh. You. You're the man of the driftwood.
Yeah, and I had to drop it all on the beach. You had a close one, all right. Feel better?
Don't. Stop it. You take your hand off me.
Claire, it's all right. He just wants to feel your pulse.
Take your hands off me. Don't touch me. What are you trying to do?
What do you mean? I'm only trying to...
If you think for a minute that
Claire,
you...
Claire, please, it's all right.
Like all the rest of them. Him, too. Every last one of them. Leave me alone. I'm all right now.
Holy smokes, I was only trying to see how your pulse was doing.
Oh. I thought...
What did you think?
I thought...
Holy smokes, of all the...
Claire, don't talk this way. He came running all the way back here.
Well, listen, please. I'm sorry.
What a sucker I am. You act like you never knew anything but bums. So long, sister.
Mamie, please, don't let him go. I didn't mean it. Please, call him back. Oh, I've been such a...
He's gone now, Claire. You just lie quiet. Terrible way to thank everybody. You didn't know. You couldn't tell.
You're all right now, and that's what matters.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, baby. You think he might come back?
Maybe. Maybe he will, but you don't deserve it, you thick-headed fool. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Honest, kid, I didn't really mean to say that. He'll probably come by this way again.
Oh, no, he won't.
Listen, honey, you just lie here and take it easy for an hour or so, and I'll go up to the shack and get some lunch started. How about some hamburgers and coffee? You'll be okay with a little coffee.
All right. All right, Mimi. I'll come up by and by. Just call me.
That's the girl.
It won't take me long.
I'm all right. I'm not very hungry, though.
Oh, coffee will be good for you. It'll boil in a minute.
Hello in there.
Who do you suppose that'd be? Prince Charming?
No. It was the other one. He must have followed me here.
What other one?
An older man. He came by a few minutes after you left.
Come in.
No, don't. Here, let me go. Just a minute now. I didn't say come in. You stay there. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, you needn't look at me that way, my girl. I'm not a tramp, you know.
Well, what is it?
Well, I've gotten quite to ask for a drink of water, if you could spare it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Why, of course you can have a drink of water. We got plenty. Fill that dipper, Claire, and give it to the man. And for Pete's sake, stop being an idiot.
All right.
Nice place you have in there, what I can see of it.
Oh, it's all right for rubbing it.
Just a minute. I'll bring it to you out there. Here's your water.
Thank you. Going to taste mighty good.
If you'll excuse me, I'll close the door now.
I say, here. You needn't do that.
I'm sorry, but I'm busy. You have your drink. Just go ahead and leave the dipper there on the back porch.
Have my drink and tea. Not in a thousand years if you feel that way. Not me.
That was rotten of you, Claire. Why, he wouldn't hurt a flea. No more than the other one would have. I'm afraid that I just don't get you at all, Claire. And I'm afraid I'll be glad when it's 5 o'clock.
But he tried to pick me up, and then he followed me. You saw him.
Followed you? Can a man get thirsty? Here, drink your coffee.
No, I don't want anything. I'm sorry. Oh, I just don't know what's the matter with me. I'm going upstairs and lie down.
All right. Maybe a little nap will do you good. I'll leave things here on the stove.
Thanks, Mimi. You're swell to me. God knows why.
Poor fool. Poor darn fool. Poor kid.
Anybody come?
Yeah, I'm here. Come on in, Mr. Kinsman. The door's not locked.
Yeah. Already, miss. We ain't got much time before the boat leaves.
Yeah, I'm all ready. I just want to leave a note for Claire.
Leave a note? Ain't the other lady here?
Oh, she's taking a nap upstairs. I thought I'd just beat it and let her sleep.
Oh. Well, the fact is, miss, I thought somebody ought to tell her.
Tell her what?
Yeah, gonna blow up a bad storm by the look of things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was just gonna tell her. Better stay out of the water for a day or so.
Well, I guess I better call her. Claire! Hey, Claire! Wake up!
What?
There's somebody wants to tell you something.
Quick. You mean there's someone down there with you?
Yeah, it's Mr. Kinsman.
Oh. Oh, all right. I'll be right down.
Say, if there's a storm coming, the ferry will run just the same, won't it? I don't want to get stuck here.
No, ma'am, you won't. We'll make the boat all right. Hey, you don't seem to like this kind of living much, miss.
Mr. Kinsman, how about you ask me? I think it stinks.
Hello, Mamie.
Hello.
Why didn't you wake me before? Oh, hello, Mr. Kinsman.
How do you do, miss?
You come over to take Mamie?
Yes.
He wants to tell you about the storm, Claire. It seems they got a storm.
A storm? What do you mean?
It ain't nothing to worry about, none, miss. Fact is, may not amount to much. Beginning to fog up some. Just thought since you come here to swim and being alone and all.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Kinsman. I'll be careful.
Well, just thought I ought to tell you. And now, miss, if you're all ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Here's my bag. You can put it in the car. I'll be right out.
Thank you, miss. Oh, good night, Miss Claire. Miss Mayo.
Good night, Mr. Kinsman. Thank you.
Well, I'll be down again in a day or so to fill up the water tank. There's plenty in there now. Night, miss.
Well, I guess I'm going, Claire, and I'm taking the last man with me. I left you coffee and a hamburger.
Thanks, Mamie. That was kind of you.
The coffee's cold, and the hamburger will taste like an inner tube, but you better eat something. Well, I guess I better get going.
Mamie, I'm sorry that I...
Oh, forget it.
I hate you to go like this. You're a wonderful friend. All I can say is thanks for everything. You know, for coming out and all. I'll see you back at the store.
Well, there's Barnacle Bill over the sand dunes with Barnacle Bill. Well, behave yourself, Claire. I'm sorry I got mad, too. I think you're a swell kid, really.
Well, I'll see you at the store, Mamie. Don't worry about me, I'll be all right.
Sure.
So long, kid.
Claire is in bed now. Wants to run downstairs to be sure the doors were bolted. Outside, the surf talks. And in those moments when the wind is down, she feels the gathering presence of an outside force. Perhaps it is the storm personifying, or the voice of moving atmospheres. Whatever it is, Claire, you no longer feel alone. Daylight is 3 hours away. More than three if the storm holds.
Oh, dear. Why can't I sleep?
There's a soft crunch in the wet sand near the water, Claire. You can't hear it, not yet. But you won't sleep now. It's nerves you have, and a sense of something approaching.
Oh, why can't it be morning? Why can't it be morning? Why doesn't morning come?
Morning? No, Claire. It's only a few minutes past three. There is a shuffling in the grass stems now, and a movement toward the house.
Oh, why did I do this? Why didn't Mamie stay? I'm afraid.
And if you looked down to the right by the back of the porch, your nerves would begin to crack. Did you hear that, Claire? Claire, don't you hear it yet? Listen, those are footsteps, Claire, at the back door. Do you hear? Moving across the porch now.
Oh, what's that? There is someone at the back. What'll I do? I'm all alone. It's here. I'll have to go down, or he'll break in. Who's there? What do you want?
Water.
What? What did you say? Who are you?
Water.
Go away! You go away from here. I know you.
Water.
I should say not in a million years.
Open the door. All I want is just a little...
I know all that, a little drink of water.
Yes.
You listen to me, you old thing. I hate you, and all of them like you. I detest and despise you. I wouldn't give you a drink if you were dying in the Sahara. Now you go away. Go on away.
Water, please, water.
I know you.
Why, he's gone down. Fallen down, I think. That's what's happened. Thank God. Oh, thank God. I'm the one who's down. The filthy old drunk. I've a right to keep myself. I won't be hurt. Not by anyone. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Claire does not remember whether she slept any that night. Somehow the hours passed. Somehow morning did come.
Oh, what? What's that? Oh, it's the morning. Who's there? Front door. Who's there? Who is it?
An officer of the Coast Guard. Open the door, ma'am.
What, that old man? That drunk. All right. I'm coming down. Wait a minute. I'm hardly awake. What can I do for you?
Sorry, lady. Just wanted a little information. Was there somebody here last night, in the night?
No. Not that I know of.
Mike, you sure these are his tracks in the sand?
Right, Captain. They're continuous, sir. I followed them through the grass right up to the door here.
All right, Mike. Stand by.
Yes,
sir. Look here, miss. You say nothing waked you up or bothered you in the night?
I'm a sound sleeper.
Sound sleeper? From the looks of this door, I'll say you are.
Why, what's this all about? What happened?
You haven't seen down there on the beach? You better come along and have a look. Maybe you can remember something. There was a man here last night, miss.
Really? Well, there's a boat down there. What's a rowboat doing ashore here?
That's a dory. Come in off the outer banks, I guess.
But why here?
First land he came to, I suppose, when the fog cut him adrift from the schooner.
Oh.
Can't tell how many days or weeks he'd been drifting. Why? I wouldn't look too close, miss.
But there's a man lying on the sand there. What's the matter with him?
Seawater, ma'am. Salt water. That's the pity of it.
He's
dead, miss.
Oh, no. Dead? Why are you looking at me like that? Why is that dead man making that horrible face at me? Sticking out that black tongue at me? Must he do that?
Good Lord, ma'am. You've never seen thirst?
I've just heard a dramatization of Wilbur Daniel Steele's famous short story, A Drink of Water, the author in collaboration with Max Wiley. This has been written by Mr. Steele. The segment presented by the Columbia Workshop, Nick. Tonight's broadcast featured Alice Frost as Claire and Adelaide Klein as Mamie Ryan, conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction... This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.